With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Orson Welles died last October 10th. He was 70 and the genius behind the movie Citizen Kane and Radio's War of the Worlds.
This is Orson Welles, ladies and gentlemen. Out of character, to assure you that the War of the Worlds has no further significance than as the holiday offering it was intended to be. The Mercury Theater's own radio version of dressing up in a sheet and jumping out of a bush and saying boo.
Barbara Leeming is the author of a biography of Welles. I spoke to her before his death, and she told me she tried in vain for 2 years to reach the elusive actor, even driving out to what she thought was Welles' house in Los Angeles.
I bought one of those star maps from the little boys, and I feel like a fool now saying it, but there was Orson Welles's name and address, spelled wrong, of course. I drove up to find the house up in the Hollywood Hills, and the house didn't even exist. It slid away in a mudslide or something.
Over 2 years, Leeming sent letter after letter to Welles.
One day in the mail came a letter with the return address, O. Welles, Las Vegas, and it was a real Orson letter. I mean, it was the nicest rejection letter anybody ever got in their life.
Then one day, she was interviewing film director Henry Jaglom.
Henry said to me, very quietly, in a restaurant up on the Upper West Side, would you like to meet Orson? And I thought, oh, this is a real lunatic. This is really a lunatic. I said, you know, and I was trying to be nice, and I said, oh, yes, I would. Yes, I'd like to meet Orson. And he said, well, I'll arrange it.
A meeting was set up for Leeming at Welles' favorite Los Angeles restaurant.
Within seconds, I realized, my God, this is a profoundly shy man.
Who nevertheless agreed to cooperate with Leeming and even suggested the format for Barbara Leeming's biography of the late actor, Orson Welles, published by Knopf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. You might recall the late Orson Welles in the movie Citizen Kane.
I'm Charles Foster Kane! I'm no cheap, crooked politician trying to save himself from the consequences of his crimes. Get it! I'm going to send you to Sing Sing! Sing Sing, get it! Sing Sing!
Welles had the persona of a man arrogant and distant, but his biographer, Barbara Leeming, told me before his death that Welles was enormously shy, which may be why it took Leeming so long before she was able to get an appointment with the elusive actor. It was Welles who suggested the biography's format, not only his story, but the saga of Barbara Leeming's effort to write the book.
He very forcefully suggested the format. I was extremely reluctant because it took me a very long time to get Orson. First of all, as he says, he was not the most cooperative subject in the world. It took me 2 years to get him.
But after Welles agreed to cooperate, he and Leeming were almost in daily contact.
Orson said, you know, took you 2 years to get me, but now you can't get rid of me.
Leeming says Welles spoke to her with unusual candor.
He said laughingly once when he was feeling horrified when he told me much too much, when he knew he'd told me much too much. He said, you know, I'll tell anything to a woman and nothing to a man.
Barbara Leeming is now faced with getting her own life back in order now that she has finished her biography of Orson Welles.
First, I have to clear out my house because I realize that it's full. Now, it's not just it started with one room. Now the entire house is full of Orson Welles' memorabilia.
Leeming says Welles called her house the Shrine of Lords. Barbara Leeming's biography of the late Orson Welles was published by Knopf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.